think our proposal does that.
So how would it work? Like, how many strikes, how many meetings with their parole officer do they get to miss before you put them back in jail? Or how many dirty urine samples do they get before, how does this?
Again, that's at the discretion of parole officer. We actually have Captain Sean AAC who helps oversee the unit. Maybe he could help answer some of these questions. But the broad parameters are, it's at the discretion of the individual parole officer, under the understanding that that at the time of issuing the warrant, it has to be a serious and persistent violation of parole. But there's no magic number. If you're looking for a magic number in terms of, you know, how many times do they not have to show up for a parole officer visit before a warrant is issued, we don't have necessarily a magic number in mind in terms of that as a standard. There are states that have graduated sanction models that actually have sort of hard requirements in that arena. I think North Carolina and other states have that, but New Jersey actually doesn't follow that model. We tend to